T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Are we having fun yet, Marty?
Yeah, lots of fun.
You want to tell them how much fun we're having?
Yeah, because we're trying to get Dregs to join us right now, but it's not working. So I'm texting Dregs right now that Jeff will text him a phone number. You a phone number to call in. Because we're trying to get this technology. Sometimes doesn't work, right? That's the way it is.
Why don't you answer Taro says on Twitter, who says that Darlene took a penalty at the end of overtime, so I believe he's ineligible for the shootout.
No, that's not right. That's not true.
It's a good question, though, because I don't think a lot of I don't think a lot of people know, because you don't actually see it often, and it's a good follow up to what we were discussing at the end of the last segment.
International hockey, world championship, world juniors, Olympics. That is true. If you are in the box at the end of the game, or if you take a penalty at the end of the overtime period, you cannot partake in the shootout. Kind of like soccer, right? If you're red carded, you can't kick in the penalty kicks at the end. But in the NHL, that is not the case. I feel the NHL also kind of maybe protected themselves against teams that would say, oh, look, Connor McDavid is on the ice at the end of 3-on-3. Buzzer goes. Let's cross check. And then let's try to bait him into taking a penalty so they don't partake in the shootout. And so for that reason, I like that players can be in the shootout unless obviously they got a game misconduct and got kicked out of the game. But if you just have a minor penalty, you can partake in the shootout.
Allow me to look at it from the other side with the exact example you just used. You can hack and hack and hack at Connor McDavid, and there's no penalty. Like, yeah, you get 2 minutes, but you're still allowed to lead off the shootout. I think it's wrong. I think if you are in the box, you should not be able to partake in the shootout.
Okay, well, who's hacking at Connor McDavid? It's usually like the
probably
guy that
everybody, because nobody
shootout.
Can keep up with him.
Well, no, but I'm just saying it's the guy that won't go in the shootout. But okay,
what
so
are you
let's
talking
let's,
about?
Let's
you're telling me Brad Marchand is not going to try to incite Connor McDavid into something. Marty, that's really not a good example.
I understand, but Dregs is on the phone and we don't want to make him wait anymore. We'll debate that at some point. So, Dregs, did you hear our little debate going on right now?
No, we don't want to talk about the debate. We want to get to LA and Cal Peterson. Yeah. What's happening?
I caught the tail end of it, but I was enjoying a little bit of the debate because it distracted me from my technical difficulties, which we're experiencing here early this afternoon.
And still are, unfortunately. So I don't know about you, Marty, but I can barely hear him, which I'm guessing for our audience isn't great.
No, I can hear him good. Okay. I don't know if it's just coming through you guys, but I can hear him good. What's going on with Cal Peterson? Like, I know it was a tough night against Seattle. They didn't waive him just because of that game, but 2 years left at $5 million. What do you hear and what's happening with him?
Yeah, I mean, it was a surprise to, I think, pretty much everyone. Not necessarily when you look at it purely from a goaltending perspective, and that's obviously what Rob Blake and the Los Angeles Kings are doing here. Cal Peterson has struggled mightily. He's not the only one in that category across the National Hockey League. Elvis Merlikins, pretty much every goaltender. I mean, Igor Shesterkin, still in the elite for me, said he was ashamed after a performance recently. So the goaltending union is taking a bit of a hit here. But it's also what Los Angeles trying to move a contract that they don't like in the moment. It's going to be interesting to see, how that plays out via waivers. But as is the case with basically every player that's put on waivers, unless it's a depth player that you know there isn't going to be a market for, you don't just randomly put a player on waivers. So it's pretty clear to me that Rob Blake and the LA Kings have at least tried to engage in conversation with other clubs about the interest that there may or may not be in Cal Peterson, and it doesn't seem like there is at this stage. So they're taking a flyer on him and putting him on waivers and see what comes of it.
Do we think anyone's going to make a claim?
I don't. Again, no guarantee that the salary cap is going up to $4.5 million, which it may. And if it doesn't, and it remains a flat cap, a $1 million bump, teams are going to continue to just hold on tight. Hey, look, if you knew you were getting a goaltender who was on the cusp of potentially turning around, maybe you do. But it feels like if you're going to do that, you would have done it via trade, and you would have tried to move an asset in a dollar-in, dollar-out type of formula instead. But I've been surprised by lesser stories, so we'll keep an eye on it.
So, I'll go ahead, Duffer.
Just was going to say that, in Ontario, where the Kings Farm Club plays, the Ontario Reign, you have Phoenix Copley, veteran, and 2017 third-round pick Matthew Vilalta, who's not played yet in the NHL but has progressed nicely in this his fourth season, was actually pretty good last year and has decent numbers this year. It's just, with John Quick not setting the world on fire and the potential to either lose by choice and or send Peterson to the AHL, it's not the prettiest picture there, Dregs, for their goaltending situation.
No, it's not, Duffer, and let's not forget that, the reason that the Kings traded Jack Campbell to the Toronto Maple Leafs was because they felt like Cal Peterson was going to be their goalie, and he was going to be the guy that was, first of all, going to work in tandem with Jonathan Quick, but then take over the starter's role. So this is as big a disappointment, I think, as you're going to get from a goaltending standpoint, but I'm still curious what the end game is here. And how active Rob Blake and company are potentially going to be. I've heard, and I'm not trying to connect two teams here to a trade scenario, but it was thrown out at me last week when Vancouver was continuing to flounder a little bit. The Canucks have been better of late, but and Thatcher Demko has bounced. But a team suggested that maybe the LA Kings would take a run at Thatcher Demko if he were a player that could be in play at some point between now and March 3rd. Caught my attention, again, for record. I'm not connecting those two teams, but at the time I went, well, that's a bit weird. And, full disclosure, I don't analyze goaltenders for a living, and I didn't pay close attention to what was going on in L.A., aside from the fact that Cal Peterson wasn't playing very well when given the opportunity in giving Jonathan Quick a break. So now that I rewind and go back to that conversation with that NHL exec, it kind of makes some sense.
Now, Thatcher Demko has had a tough 20 games this year, right? But he was really good last season. Cal Peterson has been bad for a year and a half now, so that's a big difference. In the two, in my analysis of them anyway. So I don't think you could do a clean swap. And obviously, if you put Thatcher Demko on waivers, he doesn't go through waivers. Cal Peterson will. So that's a big difference there as well. Maybe switch gear. Jacob Chychrun, that's a big one. Again, like when you look at players that could be on the move and, significant dollars, but a pretty good contract to be absorbing and a really good player.
Yeah.
Where are we on Jacob Chychrun? How quick will that happen? Because it's been a year and a half now, and it's like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Well, we're still in the same place that we were a year and a half ago.
And I think it would have happened, Marty, if not for the injury. And then the setback following the injury of Jake Chychrun was close to coming back to the NHL, because at that point, maybe he would feel like he had a little bit more leverage or currency to one more time, go to the Coyotes, to Bill Armstrong, and say, okay, you know, I've tried to play nice here. You know, I've tried to be respectful. You know what my trade wishes are. Like, where are we here? And then it comes down to a business decision. And look, it's up to Bill Armstrong to manage his commodities, his assets, and Jake Chikrin is one, as he sees fit, as to what is best for the Arizona Coyotes moving forward. And Bill Armstrong obviously believes that what he has in the contract of Jake Chikrin isn't first. And I think that that's fair. It might be a little unfair for Jake Chikrin, who doesn't want to be part of a rebuild with the Arizona Coyotes. But if you believe you've got an asset, in this case Chikrin, that can bring you back two first-round picks and multiple assets, a package of four or five assets, and you're convinced, even though you've gone through the offseason, you didn't get what you needed at the draft or, prior to the trade deadline, didn't get what you need to the offseason, and then you had the injury situation. Where is the sure thing that you're going to get it with the contract slowly but surely being chewed back? So there's a bit of risk here from Arizona's perspective, but they don't see it that way. They still think Chikrin is worth what they're asking.
So with Arizona in Los Angeles tonight, why don't the two sides just get the deal done? And as a way of sweetening it, from Arizona's perspective, because you know they want the haul that you're talking about, perhaps they take Cal Peterson off of LA's hands, then form the perfect right-handed goaltending tandem of Vemelka and Peterson, both of whom will rise to Vezina and Jennings Trophy status in the next couple of years, probably there not before they actually have a new rink in Tempe, but nonetheless, it could be a fun story. But anyway, in all seriousness,
fiction.
Aren't the Kings like the obvious suitor here for Chikrin? So just take him while he's actually in your building tonight.
Yeah, they've been among the obvious suitors, Duffer. You're not wrong on that. But Rob Blake is no different than every other general manager who has an interest. And there are multiple. You know this. There's too much asset to pay. And, you know, Blake has made it publicly known that, you know, he sees the window somewhat closing, and that's obvious when you look at Quick and you look at Kopitar and, you know, some of the pieces that they have. But he's acknowledged that he's a big game hunter. Chikrin would fit into that qualification, but so might Patrick Kane, right? Or a piece like that. So yeah. I feel it's a little bit early for all parties here. Even though we can connect the dots and we can make sense of it logistically, you know, if not willing to pay the price, or you're a little apprehensive because you're thinking, okay, well, I'd like to add Chikrin because he's a quality defenseman and the cost fit is there. But what if Patrick Kane actually decides he wants to leave Chicago? I'd like to be a horse in that race too. So it is a little tricky for the buyers this time of year.
Yeah, so here's the thing too, and I'm going to link like what happened with Cal Peterson. They gave him a contract a year early, right? They didn't have to give him a contract in September of 2021, but they did. He still had a year left. And then the 3-year at $5 million started to kick in this year. That's a tough one. Sabres did the same thing with Tage Thompson, Matias Samuelsson. It looks to be like, wow, they did the right thing. Dallas. Yeah. They waited to sign Jason Robertson, but now they got Roope Hintz done. Yeah. It's going to affect contracts. So are these, like, jumping in early for younger players a good thing to do? And Dallas did it with Roope Hintz, but that's going to impact, you know, Larkin, Horvat, you mentioned on Insider Trading. And also down the line, like Dylan Cousins here in Buffalo.
And you know, the Montreal Canadiens have some guys coming up on deals, Cole Caulfield, et cetera, right? It could. I can tell you, let's go back to the Toronto Maple Leafs signing Auston Matthews to that 5-year extension. There was outrage around NHL general managers' offices because they felt like when you've got such an obvious sure thing, which Auston Matthews at the time was and still is, you know, why don't you force them as best you can to take a longer term so that you control that player and you don't reset the market in a short period of time. And that's what's going to happen here, right? I mean, we're going to be talking about Matthews' contract in the very near future because they can address that situation as of July 1st. So how much did it influence the market? Don't know. But I know people around Montreal are looking at the Robertson deal, a four-year extension at $31 million with Dallas, and going, well, could that influence what Cole Caulfield and company look at from Montreal's standpoint? Robertson, I think, would have preferred a longer term. The Dallas Stars wanted a shorter term, so the compromise is the hybrid, and that's the 4 years. So all of these things come into play, but no different than Roope Hintz. I mean, there you had the cross-section. Maybe Dallas looks at Roope Hintz, and not that they see that he's a better asset than Jason Robertson. It's just they felt more comfortable, based on the average salary, to get him locked up to a longer term at that point. So when these players, these good players, take these shorter terms, it 100% influences the market.
And the eventual number for Robertson, based on his current projection, will be attainable for Dallas. Yeah. After his current bridge is done, simply because of, you know, Jamie Benn and others being off the books by then. So it'll give them the flexibility. Trevor Zegras is one to keep in mind here, too, when we're talking about Cole Caulfield and Dylan Cousins among this, you know, the group from the 2019 class, pardon me. And we'll obviously be watching with great interest. Still hard to believe that some of these guys, the Pasternaks, Larkins, Horvats of the world, haven't got their deals done. Dregs, thanks for fighting through the challenges of today, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN, back to wrap Sabres Live on a game day. It's Buffalo and Colorado tonight. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.